Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
It's us, freaks. Thanks for being here. Please rate and share the episode. Make a comment. That'd be great, too. Always reach out. Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Charlotte's Morning Mix on various socials and whatnots. I have a question for you, Ramona. Let me run this by you.
Okay.
So Bon Appetit is a foodie magazine.
Bon Appetit.
And they wrote about the etiquette on handling splitting restaurant checks. And one of the things they talked about was the birthday celebration. Okay. I'll tell you what they say.
Can I say, while you're looking this up, this is how I think it should go down. If it's my birthday and I'm inviting all of my friends to join me for my birthday, either I have made an arrangement with the restaurant to pay the bill for the party I'm expecting you to attend, or I'm saying, hey, I'm going out to this restaurant celebrating my birthday. I'd like for you to join me. Everybody's picking up their own tab. Like, I make it clear.
You're saying that in the front, right.
I make it
front
clear. End. If it's a blanket invitation, I'm throwing a party for me, I don't expect you to pay at all. But if it's like my birthday and I want to get together with my people and I don't have the bank to hook everybody up, I'm making it very clear that everyone coming is paying their own tab.
Okay. So I guess the same would be like...
Because my issue is there are a couple of people who I love in the crew who are very, very budget conscious.
Sure, of course.
Like, hey, I didn't eat any appetizer on purpose.
I'm not paying that.
Like, they seriously did not touch the appetizer because they didn't have the money to put in for the appetizer, or that's just not what they want to spend money on. They didn't drink.
This is straight up birthday one I'm talking
about. Right. Okay. They didn't
Those
drink.
Those things are other things too.
Right. Yeah. They didn't drink. So they don't want to pay part of the tab for everybody to have a $8 glass of wine.
But I'm going straight to the birthday one.
Straight to the birthday.
No, unlike because
everybody
could
is picking up their own tab.
What if I invite?
If I've made it clear.
If you made it clear.
Or I'm doing it
what
for my birthday.
What if somebody is inviting you? Okay, here's the thing.
So you invite me for your birthday.
No. I invite everybody for your birthday, not for my birthday. I'm inviting other people to celebrate Ramona's birthday.
I believe you should do exactly
Same
what
thing.
Front I
end
do.
Expectations.
Front end, like, hey, are you throwing the birthday party for Ramona? Then you're taking care of it.
Unless you say otherwise.
Or you're saying, hey, let's get together for Ramona's birthday. Everybody's just going to pay their own tab.
But you're saying to do that, right?
And you, as the person who's throwing it, you should be the one who's paying my tab.
The Bon Appetit says, if you, as the birthday celebrator, invited out a group of friends, you should expect to cover the bill.
Yep.
If I invite everyone to a party at a restaurant and I want everyone to enjoy themselves, I'm going to pay, says the etiquette expert.
Absolutely.
The group may insist that they pay, and that's fine. Everybody can split it. But the intention should be that you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, I don't know. That's a. I think I would probably say it up front.
Right, you have to.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I would not expect to, if someone said to me, "Hey, a bunch of us are going to get together or for a party for Ramona," I'm not expecting that person to pay. But this person says you're supposed to expect them to pay.
Right.
I would expect to be paying my own tab. Unless otherwise told. I would assume I'm paying.
I am invited to a birthday celebration, I'm assuming that I'm paying my own tab.
Yeah.
Or splitting it evenly with the group with the birthday person's tab thrown in there.
Okay.
So the birthday person's paying absolutely nothing, and then the rest of the group is evenly splitting what's left over. That's what I'm assuming.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if I've had an appetizer. Doesn't matter if I've had wine or spirits of any kind. That's my expectation.
Etiquette says, if you're the inviting people, you should expect to cover the bill. But I don't think you should expect. I mean, I think you make it clear from the beginning if you're not going to pay. But I would never expect someone to pay. Now
what about? I just want your personal opinion here.
Not etiquette.
What about you've invited some people over to your place to celebrate Ramona's birthday?
Oh, nothing then.
Here comes DoorDash.
No, that
with
can't
food
chip in.
For everybody.
No, nobody's chipping in for that. No way. And once you get to my house, unless I tell you, which I would never do. Once I invite you to my house, I'm taking everything. Then. I'm picking up everything. I'm the host.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right.
We're meeting at Matt's house after the podcast.
Enjoy your
show up hungry and thirsty, y'all.
Enjoy toast and water.
There you go. And Lunchables.
And little rat food.
Yeah.
You guys, so he has rat
little
food.
Rat
probably
food.
Rats.
They say on this thing, if a group invited you out to celebrate your birthday, you should expect they'll cover your cut of the check.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's my expectation.
Yeah.
If not, I will pay and go home and cry. Like, why did these people do this to
right.
me? Do I have no friends?
I would assume that one. The first one I would not assume. Like, I would assume that, yes.
Oh, my God. That's such a Carrie moment. I just triggered myself. Like, they invite you out for your birthday, and then, like, they're like, yeah, oh, yeah, you pick your own tab up. And you're like,
what?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
It's fine.
Just
it's
dump
fine.
The pig blood on me now, because that feels like so, gosh.
I would.
That hurts.
I would think I'm going to pay. It wouldn't hurt me if I paid it. Because I would just be happy that people acknowledge me. I'd probably
you
end up picking
alone.
Up the tab.
Yeah.
The staff is singing happy birthday to the Matt at the next table.
Yeah.
Jumps in on it.
He's by himself.
Yeah.
He's standing up and clapping. He's just happy.
I'm thinking of all the tabs for everybody. Yeah. Okay, let me give you a couple other ones. Ramona and JD and Liz. How about... if you order a round of drinks for the table without really consulting the group, what's the deal on that? You're in a group of things.
Who pays?
Yeah.
For the round?
Yeah, it's got to be the person. Yeah, that doesn't get divided
up. Person who ordered
no,
it has to pay.
That does not go on the divided up bill.
But generally, what I see happening is there's a person who orders a round, and then another person orders a round.
So it's paying off, yeah.
And then another person, you know, so everybody there winds up, like the three people or four people
sometimes
there.
Sometimes can, yes.
Yeah.
But you've got to, I think, order the round and tell the server that round, put that on my tab separately.
Mm-hmm. Right. Poor server. Poor server. We love you, servers. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
But you're a server, so that's not terrible, though. The round of drinks, he says, that's on mine.
It depends how confusing
it is. And it's all
is.
Credit cards.
Right. Like, if you're moving around and offering to pick up tabs and more than one person is doing it, you can't lose track.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, the...
It's like, so you got this round, and you got this round, and I got the appetizer.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like,
because
that's how I see it happening. It's like,
it
this person
like
gets
that.
Around, and that person gets around, and then this person says, well, I'm going to get the appetizer, and the next person says,
that person didn't have cheesecake. And
right, yeah.
Yeah.
And the server's like giving you like the blink, blink, blink.
If like a bunch of cool people, somebody like, if that would happen
bunch of cool people.
Yeah.
Like Matt.
What? Like me.
Like Matt.
No, like people that like would like that
what
person,
do cool people do?
Well, like I would if this person says, hey, drink to the table and he says, hey, put it on mine, I'm like, no, we'll just split it, that's fine.
Okay.
You know, that's what
that
I would
was
do.
Your cool thing?
Well, I mean, yeah. Like,
I'm very underwhelmed.
No, I'm not. I'm whelmed because
as a server
this, as a server, like
or even as a person.
I just wanted to less math. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't
okay.
want to be sitting at the register printing out 18 tickets all because everyone's haggling. I think Matt and I are more in smaller group settings. Like, you get this round, I'll get the next bar.
Yeah,
the next bar?
Like
yeah.
Yeah, or the next
round. Oh, okay, after. Okay.
Well, like,
I
get it goes on to
it. You guys are bar hopping.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Or at least
or
have a drink
hanging out in a month.
After it's closed or something.
Yeah.
Or I'll get you next time
next
we have
time.
A meal
right.
or
we're
whatever.
We're believers in eveners out.
And I might do...
Okay.
Like, I might also do... If like I will look around,
because I'm starting to get confused.
I would look around and I would see if I'm, you know, I'm drinking, no one else is drinking, or I'm drinking and having expensive drinks, which I would never do, but somebody else is having draft beers or whatever. I would sometimes look around and go, okay, as the check comes or whatever, like I'll take care of the tip. Everybody split.
Oh yeah,
that kind of thing.
Okay,
and that takes because I know that I spent more.
Yeah.
So I said I'll just take care of the tip and I'll point. You know, I know that I drank more than you guys. I had a steak, you guys didn't. So why don't we just split the deal and I'll take care of the tip.
Okay.
So I'm paying 20% more.
Then I got to trust you.
Right.
Okay.
25% more.
And I got to trust you to be a good tipper.
And I will announce I am tipping 25%.
Okay. All right. I need that announcement.
Oh, but then I got to check
because,
to make sure the tip
because
wasn't
sometimes
included.
There some people when they say they're going to pick up the tip, it makes me very nervous.
We had a boss and we went behind him and saw that he didn't tip.
No!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I recently did that. I doubled back to a table and tossed a five on. When I saw the person, and I was with a senior citizen, and I saw her doing her math with her 15% tip, and it was like,
we do that. We double back every time we go out to eat with Nicole's parents. They're not the greatest tippers, and so it's just like
they grew up in the 10% era, and they're
so
still
good
in like oh he was real good, I'm gonna give him 15%. It was like but we were very needy, like that's a 20 we were 20% people, and so then I feel bad because it's I assume that people know who I am. And they're specifically judging Ramona Holloway as being a bad tipper who's got bad tipping friends.
Yep.
And then my reputation at this place will be ruined and my food is going to be screwed for the rest of my life. I take it all the way down that chain.
My dad has to be watched over too. He's like, and I think he's used to, like, he'll have nothing to eat and an iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
So $5 probably does cover that.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be $5. I mean, you're picking it. Yeah. But let me ask you this question, racial question.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we're
Lord.
Do you ever, because of the stereotype.
Yes, I do.
So you,
I know what you're about to say. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, do you ever,
can I tell you what I think you're about to say?
Sure you can.
Do I ever overcompensate?
Yes.
Because I believe that there are people who think that black people don't tip well.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I absolutely do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. Yeah. And sometimes, I have even tipped well in situations where I wasn't served well, just to let that person know. So what I will do is I will call over the manager and say, listen, these are some things that went wrong. I'm still going to tip.
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know that this experience could have been better.
Right.
But I will still tip well just to prove
a black people thing.
That black people are not bad tippers. Some black people are bad tippers, just like some white people are bad tippers.
Well, if everything's, see, I'm a white guy, so I tip less just to, so they don't have to, so the stereotype is not.
Don't make me come over there.
I tip. I tip for
crazy. Don't. White privilege jokes aren't funny, okay? They're not funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
I tell these at the Klan meetings all the time. They love it.
They slay.
But I am with you, though, too. I think people, by some miracle, might know it's Maddie. I think I would do it any. Yeah,
by some miracle?
Anyway.
But you think, just FYI, Matt Man. Want to let you know, tipping well.
But I know that I realize that, and that's not true, because every time I go somewhere out of town, I even tip big, but relatively big.
I was raised by a mom who was a hotel maid during her college years. Like, she, in the summertime, she worked as a hotel maid, and she also worked at a United Methodist retreat, and those tips meant a lot. So she raised me to tip well.
Raised my kids, hopefully. I often will, if I'm ever out with Addie, the older one, I'm always like, okay, what would the tip be on this? Or sometimes just driving around, I'll be like, all right, you get a $50 dab, what's 20%? You know, the crap like that.
One of my proudest moments with my nephew was, he was like 9 years old, and he had ordered some subs from Donato's. He got his Big Don, and the Big Don showed up, and he handed the guy a $5 bill, and he said, "Keep the tip." And I was like,
"But it was only a 5 cent tip."
No, it wasn't. It was a nice tip.
Yeah,
it was
good,
like
a good
30% tip, and I was like, "Hello, Tiermaier."
I agree.
Good job, Jeremy.
That's an important part of things, teaching.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially now, because kids eat out restaurants a lot younger than we ever ate out.
Yeah,
I didn't have to know how to tip until I was like 25.
I didn't know what a barista was until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just wondering, like, how awful was I to wait on when I was 16? Because I had no idea.
I didn't go anywhere at 16.
Well, payday, we got to go to the restaurant inside Bradford's department store.
Right.
So, mom taught me well.
All right. There's your lessons, everybody.
What did you learn today?
That you judge people who sneeze and sniffle and cough.
I used to. Until it was me.
And we should tip.
There you go.
All right. Rate, share the episode, and all that good stuff. And talk to us on socials. Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.